miss your world. I miss the way you come undone. In all the while, all your words were just a trial for us to come. I take the blame for all the things you've gone. I have no shame for everything I've lost. So count the days I live for you, and count the ways I live for your time to hurry up, but these hands will help you now and scream your pain through my veins. I know I'm enjoying this somehow. I take the blame for all the pain you've caused. I have no shame for everything I've lost. So count the days I've lived for you, and count the ways I've lived for you. And all I took was a
last one was Exhale. What's the name of that track, Kay?
Count the Days.
Count the Days. We've heard that on the show a few times. I just can't remember because sometimes I'm an idiot like that. But before that was Two Sided Season, former guest of the show. Hi, I'm Mike. Sitting next to me is Kaylee. Hey, Kay.
Hey, Dad.
And on the other side is T. Hey, T.
Hey, Dad.
And we're doing the Underworld here. And you all know what the Underworld is, but we'll tell you again anyhow, because, you know, maybe you spaced it off like I do, you know, song titles and names and stuff like that. We play nothing but hard-hitting tunes from right here in New England. And so, as you would, you know, infer from that, everything we play is local. It's all local to New England. It's not necessarily Portsmouth, but everybody that we play comes through here, and you can get a lot of chances to hear anybody that you hear on this show live and in person. And if you hear it here, then you know it rocks, because we wouldn't play it otherwise, because we know what rocks. Wouldn't you say, T?
I would.
Yes.
Yes.
You are a man of few words today.
Yes.
Yes. All right. We've got some cool stuff ahead on the show for you. For one thing, we're going to be listening to some brand new tunes, not necessarily brand new to the whole world, but brand new to the show, and these would be by Halo Burn. And if you haven't heard Halo Burn, you definitely want to hear it. It rocks hard. And incidentally, that first band that we played, Two Sided Season, is going to be playing a show with Halo Burn and Windowpane! Windowpane! Finally, I'm hoping I can see Windowpane again. They're going to be playing at the Dover Brick House on August 25th, so get your buns there, because it's going to rock.
Is that all ages? No.
No. No. So. 21 and over. Go to doverbrickhouse.com and check out their handy-dandy calendar, and when you do, you'll see Two Sided Season, Halo Burn, and Windowpane on Saturday, the 25th of August. That will be one awesome show. Guaranteed.
Mm-hmm.
So, another great thing we've got coming today, we're going to have we're going to speak on the air with the CEO of a very cool company that's down in Framingham, Mass, called Nimbit.com, and we'll just let him explain what Nimbit is.
How do you spell that?
That'd be NIMBIT.com, just like it sounds.
Word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
I'm going to turn your mic off.
Please
one
don't.
More time.
What? Word?
There you go. Yeah.
There he goes.
Welcome. You suck.
I know.
So especially the musicians, well, any musician and or music lover is going to want to hear all about Nimbit.com. It's very cool stuff, very exciting. And I can't wait to talk to the guy. In the meantime...
What time is he going to call?
He's going to call right around 4. So right after our break at the top of the hour is when we'll be chatting with Patrick, the CEO of Nimbit.com.
Cool.
Yeah. So how about if we start out with some Halo Burn?
Sounds good.
All right. I've got, just because I really dig these guys, I've got 3 songs by Halo Burn that we're going to play today. Ripped, Stolen, Snatched. From myspace.com.
Pirated. Arr.
Yar.
Yar.
All right, this first one is Left for Dead.
Yeah.
So is that your first time to ever hear Halo Burn, Kaylee?
That is.
That rocks pretty hard, wouldn't you say?
Yes, I dig it.
Yes, as always, I am correct.
Usually.
Always. Usually. I'm always correct when I tell you what rocks.
Well, music, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What else matters when we're here?
I don't know.
I mean, what else matters at all?
You can tell me I'm an idiot elsewhere.
Coffee.
You can tell me I'm an idiot elsewhere, but when it comes to what rocks, I know. And I know
you do. I know.
I know you know that I know.
I know you do because you taught me, so therefore I know you do.
Yeah.
I know you know. I know he knows.
That's
I know.
That's what I'm saying. We'll play some more Halo Burn later on. I dig those guys. That's some good stuff. Yes. Yes, indeed.
Indubitably.
I thought you were going to turn him off.
No,
I didn't even say anything.
That's not,
I'm gonna punch.
It's not cool to turn down somebody's mics. Oh, there goes Dad's. Oh, bye bye.
I'm back.
Chewbacca.
That's the only time
you
I
didn't listen to that show last year, did you?
No, I didn't.
Somebody was making some sound, and I called them Baby Chewbacca.
That would be me. And
it's
and
Baby Baca.
Baby Bach.
Baby Bach.
All right, I want to play some more music. Oh, you know what?
What?
Just to go for the Dover Brick House on August 25th trifecta.
Window Pane?
Yeah, let's play some Window Pane. Actually, you know what? Let's play some of their older stuff that we haven't listened to in a while.
We don't have any of that.
I do, too. It's right here.
Oh.
How about Down? We haven't heard Down in quite a while. I mean, we've heard Down a lot of times, but not in a while.
Okie dokie.
All right, Window Pane. Like a try that again. All right. That was World of Afraid by Maniacal. And those guys, they rock it hard. So next up, Three Doors of Hell by Twisted Roots. You can catch Twisted Roots at Mr. Goodbar's in Old Orchard Beach, Maine on Saturday, August 25th. Check that one out. It'll be good. I've seen those guys live, and you've heard them on the show. They're great. Here's one. I don't think I've ever played this song. Vegas Temper. They're from Manchester, and this song is Inhuman.
Keep it alive.
You ever heard that tune, Kay?
I don't think so.
Inhuman by Vegas Temper. That is such an awesome song. And that whole disc, the disc is titled Novocaine. The whole disc is that quality. You've heard a lot of it here on the Underworld, but there's some of it that, frankly, I can't play on the air. Well, some of it. I shouldn't even say a lot. There's some of it that I can't. But, wow, what an awesome band. Really, I really dig Vegas Temper. I'm just having a big love fest about all the bands today, but that's pretty typical, because if...
Because you're creepy.
Well, there's that. There's that, but there's also the fact that on this show we play what we like, and, you know, there you are.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So.
Indeed.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. All right. You can stop that now.
Don't be the bird.
Just to rock even harder. Even harder. Here's Disorder by Design.
Always your game. Hollow point.
Choose all my pain. Ah!
Yowza!
Whoa.
Jeez!
I love those guys. It just cuts. It's like, cutting music.
Dad, you can't force it. Don't be going, oh, no, you don't force it. Just let it come when it wants to come.
Shut up. There goes the mic.
No. Oh, I'm so glad you decided to contribute today, Tegan.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So glad we dragged him along.
I'm so
yeah, like, I've only been here a few times, but I've never really
Jonathan's
said anything.
Distortion. Let's listen to Jonathan's Distortion.
Okay.
Okay. Former guest of the show, Jonathan's Distortion. Here we go.
Right now.
Shut up, Tegan.
Right now. We'll be right back.
That was This Time by Tester. And what was just before that, Kay?
Jonathan's Distortion. We didn't write down the title, so we don't know.
I always forget the name
of
that song. Jonathan's Distortion shreds, though. They are...
It's like time something.
You know, face shredding, hemorrhage inducing kind of metal. Yes, I love those guys.
Yes,
indeed. So I'm looking through our favorite website, fark.com, FARK.com, looking for stupidity to spotlight, because that's just always fun to me. I've been finding some stuff that, you know, headlines are better than the actual stories. Let's see if I can find something here, Kay. We have a theater employee who was setting up a camera in the ladies' bathroom and got busted because he accidentally snapped a picture of himself while installing the camera. That's pretty
excellent.
Good. Here's a guy who was arrested being found naked and smoking crack in somebody's hot tub.
Whoa.
Okay.
Whoa. That's one I could have gone without, Dad.
You love it, too.
I
don't act
do.
Like you don't.
It's appealing.
Okay, you're creepy.
Here's a criminal who ordered hits against rival gang members, and he was surprised that the cops could decrypt his code when he was talking on his cell phone because he was speaking in pig Latin.
Nice.
This guy's...
He's my idol.
Brilliant. There
He's
was
the
another...
pinnacle of stupidity.
Oh, here's a guy who he nailed himself in the forehead with a nail gun, and then he got hit. He got a ticket for not wearing a seatbelt while he was driving to the hospital.
That is when the cop is just having a bad day and wants to make your day worse.
Yeah. Here's somebody who was on vacation, and they caught the chicken pox, and then they lost part of their pinky toe to amputation, and then they got busted for mooning the governor of Senegal.
Where is Senegal?
That's a good question.
Up your butt.
Whoa.
Hey.
You went too far, Kaylee.
Tegan is now the authority on stepping over the line.
There's a new Strong Bad cartoon.
Oh.
Or Homestar Runner, I mean.
Oh, and then here's the ever-present woman calls police after being sold crack cocaine.
Whoa. I was watching Cops once, and this lady called the cops because she gave a lady $20 for a rock, and then she didn't get it.
True story?
Yeah,
that's
I swear.
Pretty much the same thing we're talking about
here.
Yeah,
some kind of special.
Yeah, so there's plenty of stupidity out there, but nothing worth reading a whole story to you about. So, I don't know. We'll play more tunes. We're going to play more Halo Burn.
Cool.
Yes, this next one. Again, ripped, stolen, pirated, taken from myspace.com/haloburn, HALO burn. This
as
song,
in Chogdor the Burninator?
Much like that, yes. This song is King of a Fragile World.
Nice reference.
Thank you.
That was Halo Burn. The song is called King of a Fragile World.
And, again, you can catch them with Two Sided Season and Window Pane at Dover Brickhouse on August 25th.
It is 3:55, and you're listening to WSEALP Portsmouth 106.1 FM, Portsmouth Community Radio. This is The Underworld, where all we play is local rock.
And you can get us at www.underworldrock.com on the web. You can email us at underworld@underworldrock.com. And you can call into the show at 430-9722. But don't do it right now, because we've got somebody calling in just a moment to tell us about nimbit.com. And you'll want to hear about that.
Programming on Portsmouth Community Radio is made possible with support from our listeners and Mass Marketing Incorporated, providing advertising opportunities for local businesses in the map of Portsmouth, Exeter, Hampton, Northampton, and Rye, available through Seacoast. Information at 800-322-6277.
Thank you,
Tim. I like the breath. That was done.
Whoa, you peeked it out big time.
Did I really?
Don't do that again.
Nicely
done. Am I allowed to do that?
No.
No. It's cool, though, huh?
No.
So we're going to be getting that phone call that we were just discussing in only moments. And while we're waiting, let's listen to some Kype. This is Withdrawn.
Oh!
That was Kype, and the song's called Withdrawn, and I believe our special guest caller is on the line. Yes?
Yeah, bring him up.
Hello, are you there?
I am here.
Hello.
Welcome to the underworld.
Well, it's good to be here.
Hello.
I hope you believe that.
Bueno.
Still in a few moments. No, I'm just
He probably
just
won't, though.
Probably not. We mess up a lot of stuff here and, you know, forget names and all kinds of stuff. This is Patrick, for those just tuning in and maybe not hearing who we had calling in. This is Patrick. You're the CEO, is that right, of Nimbit.com?
That's correct.
And I just encountered your website today, and think it's an excellent idea, and I'm really glad to see that you guys are doing it, and that you're local, that you're just down in Framingham, Massachusetts, and so that ties in very nicely with the underworld, because everything that we play here is local rock, and you know, we just got done playing Kype. They're from, I don't know, every band that we have here is from New England. They're all independent, and so it seemed to me that that it made sense to get in touch with you and talk a little bit about Nimbit. So, can you tell us what you guys do? What are you all about?
Sure. Yeah, we, like your station, I mean, we work with thousands of independent bands from all genres, from all over the world, really. And we provide a comprehensive sales, marketing, and distribution platform for them to essentially act as their own label.
That's awesome. Distribution for any local band is so it's been getting better with the digital age upon us, but it's still so tough to get everything, you know, to get your name out, get everything to your fans, and to contact other potential fans. And that's where you guys really come in a big way, right?
Absolutely. We really exist to help the artist and the teams around them, even if they do happen to have a label that's supporting them. We work with them, too. But it's all about giving them tools to help build a direct-to-fan business using the Internet. So, you know, we realized a while back that the good news, bad news of the Internet era for bands is, on the good news side, you've got all these levelers in the playing field, things that allow a band to get into the game a lot more quickly and on a much more even footing than before. So they can use the Internet to promote themselves, to market their gigs, to merchandise their product, and to even distribute directly to the fans. So they essentially are conducting all these business functions that would have typically required a small army to pull off. So it's there at the fingertips of the independent artist. The challenge is that they don't have a small army to execute and manage all of these business processes. So it's not just as easy as snapping your fingers and say, hey, I'm going to sell my disc on the Internet. You have to support your customers. You have to ship those orders. You have to make sure that those orders make it. You have to guarantee them. You have to provide value on your website. You have to manage your mailing list. You have to do all these things without having a big team. So while it's great to have the platform to distribute and market online, you also need tools that help make that process a lot easier to manage. And that is the whole premise of Nimbit.
So, well, I had a question and then I lost it. So what tools do you guys offer? I know that you'll sell the discs and ship them.
Right.
You can also help out with online digital music sales. Is that correct?
That's correct. We do direct MP3 sales.
Let's see, a band can set up a website through you guys?
Yep, they can set up a website and a mailing list, and they can manage that site with our content tools.
Right, plus merchandising.
And they can do merchandise.
And that's a big switch, because there are other sites out there that where you know they can people can have their they can sell their discs through them and stuff. But I don't know of any where they can combine that with doing all your merchandising and ticket sales. Is that right too?
That's right. We just launched ticket sales. So as to the best of my knowledge, we're the only independent platform that enables direct-to-fan sales and fulfillment of physical CDs, digital music, physical merchandise, and now tickets. And we do it all in an integrated shopping cart that the artist can operate from their website directly.
Yeah, that's very cool. I'm on your website now as we're going. You also help people get their music into iTunes and things, you know, services like that.
We do, yeah. We provide commercial distribution as well. It's a necessary evil, and artists need to kind of be out there in the retail outlets that people are browsing. So we provide that as an additional service.
And you have all over in here, I see OMT.
Right.
Sharing the OMT, the online merchandise table.
Online merch table, yeah. That essentially is our brand new Flash-based web widget that can be embedded in any website, not just your own. So it becomes this portable, viral marketing and sales tool that artists can put on their website, they can put on their MySpace page, they can put on blogs, they can embed it in an email. And it acts as a little mini store and a mini bio and has a mailing list sign up and a few other neat features that basically act like a virtual merch table. So when you go to a gig, you know, obviously the band has some table off to the side of the stage and you go there and you can sign up to their list and buy a t-shirt and buy a hat and talk to the band. And so we wanted to do something that replicated that in the form of a digital kiosk online. And we just launched that in late June, and hundreds and hundreds of artists are already using it and putting it all over the place. And what's more cool about it is their fans are starting to share it.
Yeah, that's definitely a very big plus for any fan, especially when they can just, you know, with any of the, you know, Facebook or MySpace, any of those types of services where people can put comments on. They've got their blogs. They've, you know, all kinds of different ways that they can just get a band's products out there a little bit more. And that, you know, for these local bands, they've got some rabid fans. I've met so many of them. So many go to a lot of different shows and meet just rabid fans of all the bands. And I know that they like to get in on anything that they can do to help the bands out as well.
Yeah, and we definitely see the fans of the band as being the most powerful marketing tool that any band can have. And that's part of the angle we're working with the online merch table, is to make it really easy for those fans to kind of get on board and help the artist with their merchandising. And we have a number of artists whose fans are, they're taking the widget code and they're sticking it on their own blogs and they're telling people, and it's really driving sales for these artists, which, you know, at the end of the day is a big part of the bottom line. The dream is to be able to make your living doing this, and that boils down to money.
Yeah,
and
it does.
If your fans are helping you sell, then, you know, you're on the road. So we're going to continue doing a number of features that help the artists leverage their fan base and help the fan base participate in the artist's success.
That's very cool. Now, I spoke with you very briefly about this earlier, but how did you how did this idea come about? Where did you get your inspiration to get this whole thing going?
Well, it's a bit of a long story, but it's an interesting one. About 10 years ago, I was working for a pretty well-known web boutique in the Boston area called Stump World Systems, and we were developing some of the very first e-commerce sites for bands like Aerosmith and Phish. We did their dry goods store. We did the Stones Bazaar site. And, you know, we were a group of ragtag musicians ourselves that were just getting in on early web technology and putting these sites up. And about 6 years after that, the company went through the whole boom-bust thing.
Yeah, like
and
too many
got,
of them,
and
yeah.
was dissolved. And so I decided to start a company with a friend of mine to take some of these tools we built for the big bands and make a platform that emerging and indie bands could use. And right around the same time, there was another gentleman by the name of Philip Antoniadis, who is now my partner in crime, and he was developing a website called CDFreedom.com, which was very analogous to CD Baby. It was a place for artists to sell their music. And he had behind it a whole company that did promotion and production services for those artists. So he had this whole plethora of online and offline services that helped bands run their business. And I had this online tool that helped with the marketing pieces. And we got together about 3 years ago, and we decided to merge the two companies and make it all one. And that's how we're able to have this comprehensive platform that's not only these, you know, widgets and web tools that are out there, but there's a whole infrastructure behind it, a whole back office that the artist can use to run their business. When they log into their Nimbit account, we call it the dashboard. It's a place that they can centrally manage not just their sales, but all of their critical contents, from their calendar to their bio to their news to, you know, just virtually all that critical information around the band gets centrally managed, as well as all the business processes. So it really is an end-to-end solution, and that's what we're continuing to build.
Very cool.
That's pretty spiffy.
Yeah, that's Tegan that's talking over there.
Hey, Megan.
Hey.
Yeah, I should have introduced you before. I've got Kaylee and Tegan in the studio with me here. They happen to be my kids. We do this show together. And
unfortunately.
Yeah, I should have said that earlier, but
he got
but,
excited.
But now I'll yeah, but now I'll ignore them. Yeah, I did the same thing when we were in talking to some big musicians.
Blasco
last week.
And
yeah.
Yeah.
The other dude. Michael went.
So
yeah.
Quit.
Yeah.
Okay, are you guys done?
No.
Would you talk, Dad? Say something. Do it now.
I'm gonna beat them as soon as we get off
Do
the
it.
Air.
Do it, I dare you.
Yeah.
Ow.
Howard Stern has nothing on you guys.
Oh, except that he's interesting and he makes a whole bunch of money. Other than that, nothing at all. Okay, wait, one second.
Stop it!
No, you get a smiley face on your arm now.
Stop it. All right, so... jeez. I lost where I was going. Okay, well, where I first heard about you guys... I take it from what you were saying a moment ago. You combined the two companies into one like 3 years ago. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah. Artist Development Associates and Nimbit became Nimbit.
Okay. And it bothers me that I hadn't heard about you till today. And where I actually heard about you was on FARC.com. I don't know if you're a bit aware
of
the website.
You know, it's very interesting you mention that because I hadn't heard of that site until last night. Some of our developers were saying, no, did you know that there's all kinds of activity on FARC.com? And they said, come check this out. And I think by, 7 o'clock at night, over 19,000 people had clicked on the Boston Globe article through FARC.
Yeah, that website, it's my favorite website. I'm on it all the time. And so I saw it on there, and when I saw it was the Boston Globe, I knew that it was going to be somebody, you know, local here. And that's one very cool thing to finally get a write up from the Boston Globe. And then,
I know. Tell me about it.
Yeah,
I've been trying to get press for a long time.
Well, I know that there's going to be a lot of our listeners and a lot of the bands that we play on the show that are going to be very interested in what it is you're doing. So I hope that they'll get in touch with you and use you as a resource to move things on. One second. Would you stop that?
It's not.
I can hear it.
Are you?
I'm kidding.
Dad, just talk. Could be
I know,
ADD.
I'm just yelling. Hey. Just yelling at people here.
Well, I would encourage any of the bands that are out there trying to, you know, just get their shit together to give us a look-see at nimbit.com, and I'm sure there's something that can help you out. We have a number of bands up in your area. Rustic Overtones is actually just coming on with us guys.
Yeah.
So they're just starting to sell. A bunch of other blues bands up there. We have a couple of metal bands that are doing a lot with us. Let's see. There was, a Breed Apart. I think they're a Providence band.
Yep, I'm familiar with them.
They're on our platform. Anyway, I mean, we have a lot of bands in the New England area, obviously, because we're a New England company.
Yes.
But, I would encourage any aspiring artist or small label out there, for that matter, that's just trying to find a better way to run their business to just check us out. We're all a bunch of gigging musicians ourselves, and this came out of partly out of frustration, partly out of inspiration to do this a better way and to really change the rules in terms of what's going on in the industry.
Well, I think it's brilliant, and I hope you guys end up being the eBay of independent music before too long here.
Thank you very much. There's
so many great bands, and there's so much great music out there, and those record companies are so narrow-minded in what they're gonna, who they're gonna sign, and how they're gonna do business. And so it's great to see you making it easier for the independent guys to get their music out, and hopefully everybody can make a living at it in the meantime. So, good job, and thanks for coming on the air with us today.
My pleasure.
And so if anybody wants to get with Nimbit, you can go to nimbit.com, or you can call 1-866-8-NIMBIT.
Yep, 866-8-NIMBITs are toll-free, and the website's NIMBIT.com.
All right, well, thank you very much.
All right, take care,
appreciate the call. You have a great day.
You too.
All right,
bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Ow.
What?
You just nailed me in the leg.
Oh, I'm
your
sorry.
Chair.
I'm sorry. So, that's a very cool thing that they're doing. Check out their website. All the bands, all the fans. If you tell a musician you love, because I'd love to see our local independent musicians getting their music out to more people. That's why we had that guy on. Let's do some more music, shall we?
Mm-hmm.
Just because the song makes me laugh. Here's Swamp Man by Covered in Bees. We'll be right back. That was Swamp Man by Covered in Bees. And I'm going to find more music here. In the meantime, here's Tegan making random sounds. That was lovely. Here's one. This is Indignation, and the song is Metal Crafters.
We'll be right back. row.
Hold on.
Rock and roll!
That was still the wrong one.
Uh-huh.
Jeez.
Is it the power of rock and
it
roll?
It was supposed to be... Yeah, it was supposed to be this one.
We're using the power of rock and roll to change the world! Woo!
Woo!
That's what it was supposed
to be. What is that from?
Oh.
It's from South Park.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez.
That was the Christian rock band, huh?
If we've had a phone call here. Apparently, we need to enunciate a little bit better. The interview that we just had was with the CEO of Nimbit.com. That is November India Mike Bravo India Tango .com.
N-I-M-B-I-T.
Yes. Don't mind us. We have no idea what we're doing. But I'm glad to hear that people are listening. And to our one listener that called, woo, thanks, buddy, you rock. Woo.
Yeah.
Hey, don't.
Kudos to the quiet guy.
Shouldn't we have, like, a CD or something to give to him because he called in?
Oh, but it
even
was
though,
just, it's too late now. We didn't do it.
He could call back.
He could call back. We'll give you a CD. Hey.
I'll sign whoever's forehead if they
nobody
call.
Nobody wants your signature.
I will sign.
On forehead.
I am the supreme Aval Galactic Overlord, and I will sign your forehead.
In your world. And
I am the Supreme Evil Galactic Overlord.
No, you're maybe a Supreme Evil Galactic Overlord wannabe, but you haven't been to Supreme Evil Galactic Overlord School, and you got to get through that before you can
get... Is
it
the Navy?
No.
What's that?
That's the school where you learn how to not be a butt monkey.
But I am a Supreme Evil Galactic Overlord.
No, you're
a
butt
monkey.
There's a touch of madness around here.
Yeah, Tegan, get out. That's my music.
I'm gonna calmly
refuse
that.
I'm tired of listening to him talk.
I queued up "War Is Over" by Jake and the Jakes over there from their brand new disc that on which they put a thanks to us and then called our show the wrong name.
Yeah, the underground.
We're the underworld, not
yes,
the underground.
Underworld.
Guys.
Thanks for trying.
We
what did they know,
the
though?
Thought.
They don't even have any Jakes in their band.
That's true. We appreciate the thought, but the
get
name is the underground.
So here's War Is Over.
That's quite an outro.
Jake and the Jakes, war is over. Next week's guest is who, Kaylee?
Shot Heard Around the World.
Shot Heard Around the World, and Kaylee's just in the process of shooting off an email to them right now, as a matter of fact. But they are awesome, and they're going to be in the studio with us on August 21st. That would be next Tuesday. And just to give you a tease, here's a Mechanical Neck by Shot Heard Around the World. Check out next week's show. We'll have
Shot Heard Around the World.
Thank you. I was losing my mind for a second.
As a pen, please.
As usual.
Thank you.
We'll have Shot Heard around the world in the studio. We don't know how many of them. We don't know much of anything, but we know that they'll be here. At least we hope. How many times have we said people were going to be here and then it doesn't happen?
A lot, but mostly it's just Fletch and Jared.
That's true.
Stupid window pane.
And Jake and the Jakes, who can't even remember the name of our show on their CD.
Or that we start at 3 and not 5.
I can't wait till we get them back in here sometime.
Yep. We should get Mindset X back in here. I haven't been abused lately.
not like they that. Do it.
How did they abuse you?
Oh,
you go back to the podcast and listen. Brutal. It was. I had to call my therapist afterward.
Really?
It was pretty harsh.
Really? What were they doing?
I don't want to listen
to the podcast.
It was brilliant.
Like what? It was
brilliant. Let's listen to Divine Regal.
Oh my gosh, good. You guys suck.
What's up, Too High Kid?
No.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
All right. That was Odyssey by Divine Regal.
It's a pretty good song.
Yeah. You've heard that a couple times now, right?
I have, and it's always good. It's a good song.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
We should do the third Halo Burn song that I have today.
I agree.
Okay. This is good music.
Force Fed.
This is Force Fed by Halo Burn. So that is the third of three Halo Burn songs of the day. Wait. Force Fed. You all right over there?
Is this?
Yeah, you're good.
Okay.
You got it.
Sweet.
All right.
All right, sweet.
Tegan at the board.
Yeah, it's awkward.
It's not something he's used to.
No, I've done it once, and that was just because I was screwing around while you were outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've got time for, like, one more song, so we've got to make this really count.
It's got to be a good one.
So I'm looking, because this is very important here. We know that you expect something. Oh, you expect something like this. This is you've heard it on the show a few times. You're gonna hear it again because it's always good, and it's sanitized for your protection. This is Visuals by Till We Die.
Why?
by Till We Die. And that wraps it up for the Underworld this week. I know you're crushed. We are too. We'll miss you so much.
It sucks a little bit.
Next week. Next shot week. Heard around the world. It's coming on.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, we look forward to that, as I'm sure you do. So, yeah, till next week. The podcast will be up later tonight. I'll be working on that feverishly as soon as we get off the air.
As well as a link to nimbit.com.
Yes. I'll make sure that goes right up, both on the main page, on the MySpace page, and then it'll be on the podcast page as well. We'll have it all over the place.
You have no excuse.
No, just like always. Till next week, rock on.